dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Our countdown to Dummy of the Year continues. These are our last finalists. We'll get it down to four, and then we vote on Dummy of the Year next week. You big dummy! Dummy number one, dummy number one! A man who wore a bikini fashioned out of see-through plastic wrap is facing a criminal charge. Beach Haven police said Stephen Wojciechowski, 59, spent 2 days in a Long Island beach wearing a homemade bikini with his genitals that were clearly exposed. The department posted censored photos of the man to its Facebook page last week, asking for help in identifying him. The Stafford Township man was arrested Monday with charges of lewdness. He was released pending further court charges. A woman who answered the phone at his house said, "Nobody's here," and hung up. It's unclear if he has an attorney who would comment on his behalf. Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Okay, this dummy was selected by Brian Noonan, Esmeralda, Vic, and Dan while I was on vacation. A man remodeling his home was naked, while naked has been arrested. Now, neighbors have called and complained about Rob Jenner, 42, because he would do his work in nothing but a tool belt and work boots. After several complaints, Rob posted a sign reading, "A naturist is working on his property. Please do not take offense." Despite the notice, Jenner was eventually arrested for ignoring police requests to cover up. He was also slapped with an antisocial behavior warning notice and was made to pay an 80-pound fine. One woman said she was not offended by his behavior, and he was a very pleasant man. She added, "I've got a husband, sons, grandchildren, so maybe that's why it didn't shock me as much. Plus, he's not a bad-looking chap." He will appear in court to enter pleas on charges next Tuesday.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy three! By the way, we have a picture on our Facebook page if you want to check this out. Facebook.com/NickDShow. A thief in England was caught on camera attempting to steal a Venetian blind by sticking it down his pants and up through his sweater. Surveillance footage shared by police shows the man standing in an elevator as the stolen blinds stick up through the hood of his sweatshirt. The man repeatedly entered the store at about 2 p.m. on Sunday before sticking the blinds down his pants and attempting to leave the store without paying. Staff from the store followed the man out of the store to a nearby path where he dropped and damaged the blinds before running off. Police are seeking the man and have encouraged residents to provide any information about his identity or whereabouts. By the way, you have to see this picture. If you've not seen this picture, you have to see it.
Dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A man dressed as a pine tree was arrested after he refused to stop blocking a town intersection. Asher Woodworth, 30, was approached by police officers on Monday. Officers told him he was free to go so long as he stayed out of way of traffic. In a video posted online, a police officer was heard saying, "I'll accept your silence as you understand." Woodworth allegedly then walked back into traffic and was arrested. Woodworth said his motivation for the stunt was to see how people would react to his quote-unquote performance and how he might impact people's natural choreography. Woodworth was charged with obstructing a public way, which is a misdemeanor, and he was booked and released on a $60 cash bond. Dummy number five, dummy number five, five. A would-be thief on Halloween was scared off by taking a sculpture of the Bride of Dracula. Security footage shows a man apparently trying to steal the human-sized Bride of Dracula decoration near the front door of Sherry Pelt's home in Titusville. What the thief did not realize was the mannequin lights up and talks when someone touches it. or touches its bouquet of fake flowers. The video shows the man fleeing the house at a high speed as soon as the decoration begins to make spooky sounds. I thought it was pretty funny that he got scared, Pelt told the TV station. I don't even know if his underwear was clean when he got home. I mean, he took off like a bat. All right. We're going to continue this after we break here for weather and traffic. We are counting down to Dummy of the Year. These are our final finalists, and we'll get it down to four dummies after this morning. All right. More coming up after this break here. Oh, hi. Sorry. I'm a dummy. Welcome back, everybody. To you, big dummy! I was distracted I was scrolling down on my Facebook page, and the ABC News posted this thing with this handwritten sign. And Dan, I was just telling you this. There's a gas station in Atlanta that put up a sign on the Minimart door that says, "We will not be selling any Sam Adams until after the Super Bowl. Hashtag rise up." That's what I was distracted by. That's why I missed my my cue here. All right, but we're back. Let's do this. Dummy number six. Dummy number six. Man who lost his keys had to be rescued by firefighters after he spent 4 hours stuck in a chimney. The Tucson Fire Department crews responded Sunday morning after a neighbor reported hearing a man shouting for help. Firefighters found the man's feet were touching the floor of his house, but his body was wedged into the fireplace due to the decreased diameters of the chimney toward the bottom. The crews lowered a rope and were able to hoist the soot-covered man out to safety. The 26-year-old man told firefighters he had been trapped there for 4 hours after he accidentally locked his keys inside the home and tried to get back in through the chimney. Fire department added he did not appear to be injured, but was medically evaluated on the scene by paramedics.
La-dee-dee, hey, la-dee-dum, is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number seven, dummy number seven, dummy number seven. A criminal's robbery attempt was thwarted when he jumped over a fence and landed on a beehive. The incident occurred on Saturday night in St. Petersburg. A group of individuals who had been traveling through the neighborhood stealing items came to Joanne Mendenhall's home, apparently unaware she was an amateur beekeeper. As they hopped over the backyard fence, one of the men landed on a beehive, causing the bees to attack. Bees don't like to be disturbed, especially at night, Mendenhall explained. Needless to say, the teens didn't make it any further onto her property. Police took fingerprints and called several emergency rooms to see if anyone was treated for swelling from stings. I hope they got stung, because that's what they get for trying to break in. Mendenhall said. She added that the hive remained operational despite the damage and the queen bee was safe. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. Eight dummies. Dummy number eight. Police were called after a man refused to stop whistling the song Closing Time by Semisonic outside of a woman's driveway. The woman... I love this one so much. I love this story so much. The woman called the Forest Grove Police Department after the man, quote-unquote, obnoxiously whistled the tune outside her home, according to the police log. Police said the woman allegedly tried to shut up the man after he whistled the song near her driveway. Forest Grove Police Captain Mike Herb said he was unsure what exactly about the song drove the woman nuts to shout at the man before reaching out to authorities. It's not clear whether the caller would have been more or less upset if it was a different genre or whether it was just the talent lacking in the whistling. The man had left the area when police arrived, and they later tracked him down. He was still whistling the song when they approached him. Dummy number nine, dummy number nine, dummy number nine. A woman's dance moves led to her arrest after she refused to stop twerking. It was 3:15 a.m. when Gainesville police found Danielle Lene Jefferson, 35, dancing to loud rap music, according to a police report. The officers were responding to a noise complaint alleging that Jefferson had been playing the music for more than 20 minutes. They asked her to turn down the music, but she refused, twerking on her vehicle while she spoke to the officers. Police then issued her noise warning notice, gave her 15 minutes to comply, and she started twerking again. The officers then issued her citation and asked her to sign it. Instead, she crumbled it and threw it in the at the officer's chest, leading her to be arrested on a charge of resisting officer without violence. When later asked why she didn't stop, Jefferson said she thought the arresting officer was cute and hoped the twerking would keep him around. Police took Jefferson to county jail. She was released Saturday on her own recognizance. Dummy number 10, dummy number 10, 10 dummies. Police in Florida are searching for a suspect who robbed a local gas station with a drawn-on beard. The sheriff's office shared a photo of the poorly disguised suspect. The suspect was described as a heavyset white individual between 30 and 40 years old with long dark hair. They added that they were unsure of the suspect's gender, but witness statements suggest that the suspect was male. He or she reportedly attempted to rob the Holiday gas station while wearing a red bandana, a green army-style jumpsuit, and drawn-on beard as a disguise. It is unclear if the suspect was successful in taking the cash, and no injuries were reported. Dummy number 11, dummy number 11. This is another one from when I was on vacation. It was chosen by John Hansen, Laura Vaughn, Esmeralda, Vic, and Dan. So here we go. This is another one for... okay, here we go. A few days before Christmas, a man dressed as Santa Claus was arrested for possessing a variety of drugs, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said. The Sheriff's Office was conducting an investigation following numerous drug complaints when Isaac Geiger, 41, was spotted. He was standing at the driver's door of a U-Haul rental truck in the parking lot of a business. Police said... Geiger stood out because he was wearing a red and white Santa Claus outfit, complete with hat and white beard. Police said they chased Geiger, who tripped over his Santa pants and fell to the ground. Detectives tried to take him into custody, but he rolled onto his stomach and put his hand under his body. A search of the U-Haul revealed marijuana, a scale with marijuana residue, a black pouch containing ecstasy on the front driver's seat. Geiger is scheduled to make his first appearance in court on Tuesday. All right. We got a vote here before we hit the news. Let me recap real quick. The dummy who wore a saran wrap bathing suit. The dummy who was remodeling his house naked. The dummy who stole Venetian blinds that were sticking out of his hoodie. The dummy who dressed as a pine tree and blocked an intersection. The dummy thief who got scared off by a talking Bride of Frankenstein or Dracula sculpture. The dummy who was stuck in his chimney for 4 hours after he lost his keys. The dummy robbers who jumped over a fence and landed on a beehive. The dummy woman who called the cops because the guy was whistling Closing Time by Semisonic. The dummy woman who got arrested because she wouldn't stop twerking. The dummy who tried to rob a gas station with a drawn-on beard. And the dummy man selling drugs in a Santa costume who got caught because he tripped on Santa pants. All right. Let's start with Dan.
The Venetian blind picture is so jaw-dropping. He is my clear winner.
Okay, Venetian blind guy. Vic?
Absolutely.
Venetian blind guy?
You guys really have to go and look that video up, too,
okay,
by the way.
Check out the picture because it's really hilarious. It's on our Facebook page. Esmeralda?
I got to go with Santa pants.
You're going with Santa pants?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he fell and he tripped. How funny would that have been?
Okay. That's a good one. I'm going with Closing Time. I got to pick Closing Time. But, you know, it's a democracy. Still. So the Venetian blind guy wins. He's our dummy of the week, which makes him a finalist for dummy of the year. So we got the guy who drank the hot sauce. We got the, what are the other ones? Oh, he had drugs in his butt. His name was Cheeks. The guy
from Racine, yeah.
Yeah. Who was the other? What were the other ones, Dan? I can't remember. What were the other ones? So we got the dummy with the drugs in his butt and Mr. Cheeks. Well, we'll wrap this up when we get back. But that's our latest one, the Venetian blind guy. All right. We got a break here for news. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context. Context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context, context.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. as we are every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, followed by my main man, the best, Steve Cochran, at 6. We're about to do Straight Out of Context, but the other dummy that we forgot, and I can't believe we forgot this, Dan, the guy who paid the hooker with a monkey named Gooey I can't believe we forgot. I can't believe we forgot that one. All right, so those are our four finalists. Next week, we crown Dummy of the Year. Yeah. All right. All right. Are we ready for some straight out of context? You know what this is, everybody. You listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context, jot down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
All right. We start with Tim. He heard this one of Kim Gordon.
I'll take it either way.
Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Violetta Podramatic.
He's going down this time.
Ooh. Oh. All right.
Brian emailed this one of you.
It's really, really long. Do you know that, Vic? I heard Esmeralda through the door. These are soundproof glass and door. I heard Esmeralda through the door.
I wonder if Vic can confirm.
Wait a minute. I do want to ask him a little bit if we've got time. He saw Silence. That's what we were talking about. He saw the Scorsese movie Silence. I'm interested to see what he thought of it and if he knew it was long. Okay.
Justin called in this one of Patty Vasquez.
I cannot complete a snatch.
Oh, man. All right.
A texter from the 205 area code brings us this one of Esmeralda.
This is hard.
It is. Okay.
Joe and an emailer heard this one of Rokan.
He played with his balls.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of you.
Esmeralda, you must be pleased this morning. So much Lou. All right.
Speaking of Lou, here's an exchange between Lou and his producer, Lindsay, from Brian.
Where'd you do it?
In our driveway.
Oh, outside.
Yeah.
Good. Because it's so warm.
Oh, God. That was good. All right.
Brian also emailed this one of Lisa Wolf.
But I'll eat it.
Okay.
Timothy sent in this one of Dave Plyer.
Kevin Richter, who's doing Bill and Wendy. Michael Heidemann's doing Patty Vasquez.
Wow. Wow, that sounds like a party. All right.
Harold heard this one of morning show producer Mary Sandberg Boyle.
Like a pole that comes out and then it has a little head on it. I don't like where it points.
I can't. I don't even know. I can't even. I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. That's unbelievable. Okay.
Matthew submitted this one of you.
So for an hour and 45 minutes. Wow. Wow. I was talking about Mad Max and the Crazy Chair, if I remember correctly. All right.
Another one of you from Miles.
Oh, man. You get a good look at Mel Gibson's butt.
That wasn't enough?
No, wasn't enough for me. You? No. That was totally in context. All right.
Johnsburg AJ emailed this exchange between me and you.
Do we have time to start?
Yeah, let's squeeze a couple in.
All right, we can squeeze a couple of these things in. God. All right.
Texter brings us this one of Wendy Snyder.
That just really frosts my butt.
Oh, man. All right.
Eric and Ken in Milwaukee sent in another one of Wendy.
I'm usually into it 100%, but there's a moment that maybe I'm yawning.
Oh, boy. Okay. Poor woman.
Taker Bob heard this one of Steve Bertrand.
Oh, I like to smell them.
Steve. All right.
Our good friend Jim Laskowski submitted this one of me.
9 out of 10 times I swallow.
Okay. All right. Please move on.
Ken and Milwaukee are at this exchange between Ro Khanna and Violetta Podramatic.
Oh, I really want to write it. I want to write it. And I'm like, okay, you do that. And then after the first time it goes around, it goes around like six more times. And she's like, oh.
I'm done.
Can I get off now?
No, I think I'm going to enjoy every minute.
No, I don't think so.
God. All right.
Harold submitted this one of Jen DeCosse.
So this long tube comes out. I didn't realize how long that tube was until I became wrapped up in it.
God. All right.
Eric emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
What comes through the hose?
Come on, Steve, you know. All right.
Jesse's responsible for the next couple ones, including this late entry of Lou.
Hi, she's tooting her own horn.
On the driveway. All right.
And then this one of Dave Plyer.
It was a little too short for me.
Oh. Oh.
And this one of Andrea Darlis.
It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger.
Uh-huh.
Carol called in this exchange between Bill and Wendy.
Wow, if you could see that. And yeah, I looked at him too, thinking, yeah. I'm going to have those someday. Oh, the choices.
Put your pants on.
What the hell? All right.
And finally,
yeah.
Matthew sent in this one of you.
I bet you have a large poster of the weasel hanging in your bedroom right now. And Esmeralda does, I think. Okay, here we go.
Spies.
Hey!
Spies.
Like us.
All right. You know what this is. This is Nick D's show, Spies. It's when you listen to this station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot all the information down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right.
Two clips this week. Our spies are Eric and Harold. The first clip is a context spy combination. Earlier, we heard John DeCosse and Steve Cochran. It was from a bit they do called Undercover John, which John does various jobs, and he was a carpet cleaner, and it led to your mention.
All right, so what type of carpet or floor did you have to clean when you went in?
Well, the amazing part is they do this from the van, so this long tube comes out. I didn't realize how long that tube was until I became wrapped up in it. It's over 400 miles long. No. Am I right on that?
It's 400 feet, but it took us about 40 minutes to untangle John from the hose that he pulled out.
Not as easy to breathe as you think when you're...
What comes through the hose?
I don't know.
And by the way, Nick just got something for Friday night's out of contest.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
All right. So this next one does not actually mention you, but it's a mention of something that is synonymous with our show that Cochran dropped in, which is fantastic. So he and Dean Richards were talking about the New Edition show on BET.
Yeah, man.
And he was mentioning a bunch of Fly Jams artists, and then he dropped in a Fly Jams reference.
From the album Candy Girl. Cool It Now. What is this, about 83, Dean? 84?
1983.
Yeah.
Blast from the past.
Did you know that Missy Elliott got her start with these guys?
I did.
Did you know that Belle Biv DeVoe came out of this band?
Did you know that Bobby Brown came out of this band?
Yeah, that worked out well.
Literally. They kicked him out.
Yep. Just got paid Friday night.
I'm unison dancing right now. MC Hammer Pants.
Just got paid Friday night.